Gulls. Gulls are controversial birds. Strong, clever, opportunistic and adaptable, not unlike humans. In the wild, gulls are caring and resilient animals. Devoted parents, both mothers and fathers share the rearing of their young, beginning with the task of incubating the eggs, continuing with the responsibilities of teaching young fledglings how to find food. Raising a young family is almost never easy, and the world can be a tricky place to find a niche for yourself and a brood of young ones. Putting dinner on the table every day, so to speak, can be quite a task. Gulls are admirable in how they approach these challenges. Astute as they are, gulls put their innovative instincts to good use and are able to avail of whatever food source happens to be readily available. In the wild, this means catching fish from the water and plucking crabs from the shore. In coastal seabird colonies, gulls terrorise more genteel ground-nesting birds by raiding eggs and chicks. On lakeshores and ponds, gulls snatch up snails and frogs. If there's a tree full of wild cherries, gulls can make the most of these too. When it comes to adaptability, gulls are top of their game. And so it's hardly surprising that these clever birds have found ways to succeed in a world now dominated by humans. Gulls have caught on quickly that we too are a resource worth exploiting. Some gulls have learnt to follow fishing trawlers in the understanding that these vessels are likely to dump some discards. Plentiful, top quality nutrition for seafaring gulls who work around our wasteful ways. Likewise, wherever a tractor tills the soil in farmland fields, gulls gather behind the plough and pluck exposed earthworms from freshly turned soil. These clever birds are continually adapting to a rapidly changing world. Some are dedicated to feeding from rubbish dumps, picking through the entrails of human excess to make a good enough living for themselves. We have our culture and they have theirs. Others have taught themselves techniques to beg or steal for food, confronting us face to face. Most of us only see gulls close up when they pester us for a piece of our sandwich in the park at lunchtime, or flock about when we treat ourselves to some fish and chips on the prom. Individual gulls might have spent years perfecting an exact technique of acquiring food. Researchers have observed a gull who has developed its own particular procedure for acquiring a healthy meal. The gull came along to a group of humans who were dotingly feeding ducks by a pond. The cheeky gull snatched away a chunk of bread, then without swallowing the bread, carried it off to the centre of the pond. The gull then dropped the bread on the water, picked it up, dropped it again, and repeated this action over and over until the bread was all broken up into little crumbs. Then the gull sat back, watching the crumbs floating on the water. The gull still hadn't eaten any of the bread, and the researchers were intrigued, until a big orange goldfish appeared, lured by the breadcrumbs on offer, before being gobbled up by the gull. Obviously practicing a well-honed technique, the gull waited patiently until another fish came along, then another. When all the breadcrumbs were gone, the gull went back to the humans to get itself another chunk of bread, repeating the whole procedure again. Now, who would blame the gull for preferring fresh fish to stale bread? Not only are they clever, gulls are impressive migrants too, some species travelling thousands of miles between breeding grounds and wintering locations. In Ireland, we have both migratory and sedentary gulls, with a total of 7 species as resident breeders here. It's the herring gull we tend to see the most, content as they are to set up home in city streets and seaside promenades, noisy, boisterous, and stunningly beautiful. Each species has its own particular preferences and nuances, though none are quite worthy of our prejudice. Gulls are gorgeous animals, full of the kind of strength of character and adventurous spirit that we admire in other humans. They go through the world much as we do. And while they may not be the perfect urban companions, it's only the fools among us who aspire for perfection,